I was devastated. All my life savings. They were gone. Just like that. Because of him.
The defendant. You blame him for this pyramid.
Objection calls for speculation.
Mrs. Flora, can we save our objections for issues that really matter?
I'm just trying to keep the prosecution honest, Your Honor.
Oh, sure. Why not? Well, I'm in a good mood today, so I'll sustain that. I'm sorry to do this, ladies and gentlemen. I'll need attorneys in chambers. And Sheriff, if you would return the jury to the jury room, please.
Looks like in my reign, right?
Yes, Your Honor, by this afternoon.
Yeah, I was in Mexico in April, not a drop.
Was Mexico beautiful?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I'm declaring a mistrial.
Excuse me.
Did I say that you could all talk? This is not about you. I have been put in the penalty box. You'll be assigned a new judge in a month. I've been transferred to the 13th floor, and all my cases will be reassigned as of 11 a.m. this morning. Great.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Yeah, a 15-year judicial career down the drain. But hey, politics is politics. Stop crying, Judy. So, you're all dismissed. You can all go and gossip to all your lawyer friends. Ms. Lockhart, could you stay? Don't worry, it's not ex parte. The trial is over. Get out. You can head out too, Judy. Ms. Lockhart, have a seat. I need a lawyer.
Civil or criminal?
Possibly both.
And what is the case?
You agreed to take it?
No. I need to know the case first.
I was a prosecutor 20 years ago. I put a wife killer in prison. And now a recent DNA test has proved that he might not be guilty. And they're looking at how I handled the prosecution. They're saying I kept things from the defense.
And that's why the penalty box.
Yes, I'm being investigated by the state's attorney. I've been transferred to review pauper petitions until such time as I am cleared.
I want you to know that Mrs. Florek has no sway over her husband.
Miss Lockhart, you don't know me, do you? I'm not hiring you for your political connections. I'm hiring you because I respected the way that Mr. Gardner battled his recent judicial bribery accusations. Now, do you think I should be getting another lawyer?
I'm not sure it's a good idea. We said we're overburdened as it is. No new clients until we hire a new litigator.
To judge, a judge is when you make an exception.
Why? We represent Cuesta. He'll have to recuse himself from any future cases we have before him.
Yes, but it's the halo effect. Other judges will know we have their back. Howard, is everything all right?
Yeah. I saw you having a meeting of the named partners. I thought, since I'm a named partner, I should be here.
Okay. We were just talking about whether to take on a new client. A judge.
What kind of judge?
A criminal judge.
Oh, criminal. Sounds smart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's been settled. We should take on Judge Cuesta as a client. Howard approves.
Then we'll have to hire a new litigator. Howard, isn't that a good idea?
Litigator, yeah. Got a few names if you want.
Actually, Alicia had a suggestion. Carrie Agos.
Alicia? Who's Alicia?
I am.
Oh. Hi.
Hi. Carrie's been demoted at the state's attorney's office. He's ready to make the jump.
But are we ready to be jumped?
Worked on 140 cases since I've been away, and I've learned a lot about myself and the law.
We're a bit short-handed at the moment, Carrie. We need someone immediately. Will that work for you?
Well, I'd need to offer 2 weeks' notice, but otherwise, yes.
Why are you leaving the state's attorney's office?
My responsibilities have been curtailed, and I wanted to face greater challenges.
Why curtailed?
Unfortunately, I'm not in a position to answer that. That's confidential state's attorney business.
But it shouldn't worry us.
No. No, Peter will give me a very strong recommendation.
And you won't have any difficulty going up against your old boss?
Didn't have any difficulty going up against you two. Will, I'm sorry sorry about how all that went down the last few months.
You mean the attempted indictment of me?
Yes. I want you to know I was assigned that prosecution. I never would have chosen it.
Who would you most want to spend time with on a desert island?
Hey, thanks. You said you put in a good word for me.
You're getting pretty hard to beat in court these days. Better to have you here. How'd it go?
It's good, I think, but I don't want to jinx it. Don't tell Peter, by the way. I haven't told him yet.
No problem. He's everything we need right now. A go-getter. Knows the ins and outs of the state's attorney's office.
The conflicts of interest here could sink a battleship.
Are we really suddenly worried about conflicts of interest? We face 50 between here and the elevator. I say we hire him.
I disagree.
Howard? Is he gay? He only wants to take boys to a desert island. That's why I'm asking.
Thurgood Marshall and Keith Richards?
No girls. That bothered me.
I see. And did that bother you, too, Will?
Well, I'm glad we reached such a sensible decision.
If we don't find someone better, we go back to Carrie. Sounds sensible to me. Is Judge Cuesta coming here today?
Yes. We discussed strategy in half hour.
Which is when I have a sit-down with Lamont Bishop.
The city's top meth dealer in the waiting room with its top judge. Yes, that qualifies as awkward scheduling.
I still think you can keep your stance. Well, then, why are we arguing?
We're not arguing. I just don't like being told what I'm doing is politically smart when I'm doing it anyway.
Okay, Peter. You're making an ethically courageous decision. How's that?
When did we become an old bickering couple?
Oh, hey, did you kick out that kid? Carrie, what's his name?
Did I what?
That kid. I saw him here at Lockhart Gardner looking for a job.
Carrie something?
Carrie Adams?
Yeah. I saw him here being interviewed. I didn't know you were letting him go.
Terry Rooney, 24 years old, stabbed to death in 1992.
She was pregnant. He didn't want a baby, so he insured her for $850,000, and he killed
her. Her husband, Patrick, said he returned home from the supermarket to find her mutilated with a knife taken from the kitchen.
But no one at the supermarket remembered him, and he had no receipt.
Yes, it was a weak alibi.
Try non-existent. And look, he had her blood on his shirt and his jacket.
The defense claimed that it was from his attempts to revive
her. As were the defensive wounds on his face.
Okay, we're not here to retry this, Your Honor. Mr. Rooney's sentence has been vacated, and he has been released. And why is that?
The killer's hand thrust down on the sharp edge of the knife when he stabbed her, leaving his blood. It was never tested for DNA until his appellate lawyers petitioned it last year. Turns out it was somebody else's.
Look, we didn't test DNA back
then. Patrick Rooney was released last August when the DNA matched the truck driver.
Just to be clear, I did nothing less than any prosecutor.
Yes, just to be clear. This isn't your court, Your Honor. This is our offices. You need to drop the entitlement.
Excuse me? I thought I was explaining myself.
You were acting as if you were the injured party.
I have been barred from the bench, ma'am, and I have done nothing wrong.
No, Patrick Rooney did nothing wrong, and he spent 20 years in prison for it. He had his wife snatched from him, and then he was accused of her murder. Your attitude, Your Honor, it will do more to condemn you than the evidence. You're on this side of the bench now. You have to show humility.
Continue.
A court of inquiry is being commenced in 2 days to review the evidence against His Honor and decide if criminal charges should be brought.
Why a court of inquiry?
My guess is due to the personal animosity of the players.
All right, well, it still needs a judge. Your Honor knows most of the judges in Cook County. They'll have to recuse themselves, so who?
Would you excuse me?
Which leaves me with 2 months left on my suspension. Still, I want you to know, Mr. Bishop, your team is intact and firing on all cylinders.
And how are you doing?
How am I doing? I'm good, thank you. I just worry about my clients.
I'm fine. I don't think a lawyer's working hard enough unless they get into a little legal trouble now and then.
Damon's handling your tax issues. Roger, your trust. Mark and Eve, your criminal. And Jordan and Alicia, your civil litigation.
Mrs. Florek. Hello.
Mr. Bishop.
How am I doing civilly?
Well, sir, no complaints.
Good. Actually, where is that little investigator you have?
Kalinda? I think she's in another meeting, but we can get her.
Please. In fact, could I have a quick word with Mrs. Florigan, Kalinda, in private?
We've represented lawyers before, Your Honor, and they all share one trait, backseat driving. They have trouble letting us drive their defense.
I will endeavor to behave.
You can give us a minute, too, Mr. Gardner.
You sure?
Yeah. Legal stuff. You can't be helping on it anyway. Your suspension. I was approached by an FBI agent named Lana Delaney. She seems to think I have some tax issues due to some work you did for me.
When did she approach you?
I was surprised by this, of course. I didn't remember you had done work for me. And I was surprised to have an FBI agent approach me at all.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
But you don't pay me to be your client. I pay you. I pay you not to be surprised.
That's my fault, sir. Due to attorney-client privilege, I was limited in what I could share with you.
You're only limited if she tells you to be limited, right?
Yes.
So what's my exposure?
We're taking care of it.
Listen to me. I don't like the FBI coming to me. So take care of it. Past. Are we understanding?
We are. That wasn't good. No. Your FBI friend's gonna get you killed. Yet on a judge?
No, it's still a political hot potato. The suspicion is they'll choose by lottery.
Miss Lockhart.
Counselor.
Judge Cuesta.
Seth, they put you on this?
No, I volunteered, Your Honor.
Oh, how nice. And Brutus volunteered to govern Gaul.
If nobody stepped up, justice would not be served. So I stepped up.
Always watch out for the true believers.
All stand. Special Court of Inquiry is now in session. The Honorable Murphy Wicks presiding.
Hey there. Please, you can all sit on down. I'm new to this court, so things may go a little slowly at first here. I'm Judge Murphy Wicks. Murph, it's fine with me. I'm from downstate, Harrisburg, gateway of the Shawnee National Forest, population 10,790.
Oh, my gosh, he's an idiot.
So our defense is simple. Prosecutorial discretion is not misconduct. You cannot convict a prosecutor for the choices he makes in pursuing a prosecution.
Good. And Kalinda's on the judge.
She's checking his background, but it seems it's exactly what he says. Just a small-town judge.
Alicia, what do you think of Callie Simcoe?
Callie, from our last case?
Good.
Bit cutthroat, but smart.
Why? What do you think of her coming here to Lockhart Gardner?
In addition to Carrie?
No. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
She's smart. I can't speak to how she'd fit in. Okay. Thanks.
So, Kelly, tell us about your life.
Basically, I have no life. I live for litigation.
And you were suspended for a year?
Yes. I had some overbilling issues. Mostly because I had a cocaine habit. I know. I think it's best to state that right at the top. For the last 2 years, I've been in recovery. If you have any doubt, you should talk to my past employer and my clients.
Thank you. I will. And why are you leaving Hockney and Barnes?
Too big. Too corporate. Too many fiefdoms. And one more reason. You.
Me?
Yes. I have respected how you've shattered the glass ceiling for the rest of us, and I'm sorry if it sounds kiss buddy, but I'm a fan.
Who would you take to a desert island?
Who would I take?
Yeah, serious question.
Okay. I guess Yo-Yo Ma with his cello and Brad Pitt for a bit of eye candy. I hope that's not too superficial.
Oh, no. I like her. Good choices for a deserted island.
Yes. Let me call some of her references.
Whatever. She's my choice.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Dylan.
Hey. You know, I was thinking we should really talk.
I can't tell you that I love you. I can't
say.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm just here. What do you think?
I think I'm fine. You didn't need to do it. I have other options.
What are we talking about?
Work. I have another firm after me.
Huh?
You didn't arrange the interview at your firm?
You had an interview at my firm?
Yeah, yesterday. They asked if I'd come in again. You didn't have anything to do with that?
Nothing.
Well, that's weird. Lockhart must have been impressed by our last case together.
I guess so.
You're going home?
Yes, good night.
So you're weirded out by this? This weirded you out?
No, I'm just getting dressed.
Lynn Cuesta, I'm the daughter of him.
You just nodded to the defendant, Richard Cuesta?
Yes. I saw where she nodded.
Thank you, Your Honor. And do you remember the events of July 1992 when your father prosecuted Patrick Rooney?
Yes. He was pretty passionate back then. He missed my graduation preparing.
And did you strike up a relationship with one of the jurors in that case?
Objection, Your Honor. No foundation.
Okay, well, just let her tell her story, okay? No more objections for a minute here. So, what does the prosecutor want you to say?
I dated Larry Gibbs, one of the jurors.
Mm-hmm. And was this a very serious relationship, Ms. Cuesta?
We were together about a year. I thought we were going to get married, but, you know, men.
Yes. Sorry for our gender. And did you and Mr. Gibbs discuss any of this case he was on?
Yeah. He liked talking about it.
His deliberations. And did you talk about your knowledge of the case?
Yes. I mean, I knew a few things just from around the dinner table. I told him that stuff.
Okay. I think I get it. Is there anything else you wanted to get from her, Mr. Kleinberg?
No. Thank you, Your Honor.
Just a few questions, Your Honor?
No, don't do that.
No backseat driving.
Lynn, do you talk that much to your father? No. Why?
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance.
No, Mr. Kleinberg, you got what you wanted. Now it's their turn.
We were never very close. In fact, didn't you try to change your last name in 1993? So given the difficulties in your relationship with your father, did you ever tell him about what you learned from this juror?
No.
And did he ever ask you about what you talked about?
No.
In fact, did he even know you were dating this juror?
He never gave a damn who I was dating. Day of my wedding, he didn't even send a present. No further questions.
Thank you, Ms. Cuesta.
Too late, Dad. Are you crazy? I have a gun.
Just seeing how you're doing, Special Agent Delaney. How did you even find me?
Nice place.
Thanks. I'm getting ready for bed. Yeah, I can see that. Come on, I have to get up early. Thank you.
get me killed. Can you what? You talk to Lamont Bishop. So that's what this is about. You talk to Lamont Bishop. You get me killed. No, I talk to Lamont Bishop and it turns up the heat. He's gonna kill me, Anna. Stop it. I can't. I can't. It's my job.
We haven't gotten a new judge yet on the Ponzi scheme, but that gives us time to recalibrate our attack.
Okay. And that's what you were doing, recalibrating?
Yes, sir.
This case could take a couple of months. You up to it?
Yeah, it's a good case.
You'll see it through?
I hope to. Why?
You know the one thing I prize more than anything, Carrie? It's loyalty. I had to learn it the hard way. Scandal, going to prison. I thought I knew the people that I could count on. Turns out there was only a handful that stuck by me. I got a call. Somebody saw you being interviewed at Lockhart Garden.
Sir, I wasn't.
You weren't being interviewed?
No, I was. I was intending to tell you.
But it just happened to slip your mind?
No. That was wrong. I didn't know whether I wanted to leave.
You wanted to know if there's a soft landing before taking off?
Sir, I have lost respect here ever since I took a step down.
Yeah, I know that. Do you respect me, Carrie?
Of course I respect you.
Not enough to confide in me?
You're right. My mistake.
Well, I want you to hand off your cases to Geneva Pine. We'll still offer a month's severance.
Thank you. I'm sorry it happened like this.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Frank Peel. I reside at the Parnell Correctional Facility in Jackson County, Michigan.
And you testified in the original Patrick Rooney murder case?
Yes, I testified for the prosecution. Hey, Dick.
Okay, let me step in here. What do you want to say, Mr. Peel?
Well, it's not what I want to say. It's just that I was a cellmate of Patrick Rooney's, and Dick over there paid me to say that he confessed.
He paid you with money?
No, he gave me a conjugal visit with my girlfriend, you know. And it was worth it.
Yeah, thank you. Anything more, Mr. Kleinenberg?
No, Your Honor.
A few questions, Your Honor. Mr. Peel, your testimony is you were promised a conjugal visit in trade for your testimony against Rooney.
That's right, what I said.
And what was promised to you to testify against Judge Cuesta?
Well, what do you mean?
You're still in prison, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Did the prosecution do what prosecutors often do when they want damaging testimony?
Objection. No, Mr. Kleinenberg. Go ahead, ma'am.
Did they offer you leniency in trade for your testimony?
Well, they offered to speak at my parole hearing, if that's what you mean. But I wouldn't call that paying, you know. It's just what friends do for friends.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Peel. We don't need anything more from you.
That was nicely done.
Thank you, Your Honor. You what?
I'm dating her.
You're dating Callie Simcoe?
Yes, just recently.
Well, I don't mean to intrude, but could you please keep your pants zipped?
I didn't know you were bringing her in for an interview. If you had invited me in for the interview...
Oh, I'm the problem. The only reason we're interviewing anyone at all is because you vetoed Carrie.
She's good, isn't she? Callie?
Yes. Howard liked her. She wanted men on her deserted island.
Okay, let me figure something out.
See?
they really don't include you in the group. Hmm. They're using you.
So, what do I do?
Well, Julius Kay and I would like you to join us in voting Will out.
I'm embarrassed to say I used to be a heavy smoker. I'm
embarrassed to say I still am.
You're kidding, Your Honor. You're killing yourself.
Yeah, no, my wife says she's kicking me out unless I quit.
Have you tried the patch?
No, but I will. Anyway, you were the jury foreman.
Yes, and I was one of the last holdouts for not guilty.
But you changed your vote to guilty. I'm sorry, Your Honor. Do you mind if I take over?
Please.
Yes. Once I voted guilty, we were unanimous.
And why did you change your vote?
There was this smoking area, a little courtyard outside the jury room, and I saw some evidence there during our last lunch break. First, I thought it was left there accidentally.
And what was that evidence?
Photos of the husband, Mr. Rooney, the accused, covered with blood.
And this was evidence that was excluded from the trial because it was considered prejudicial.
Yes. I guess we weren't supposed to see it.
And why do you say that this evidence wasn't left there accidentally?
Because I saw that man, the prosecutor over there, leaving the evidence there in the courtyard.
Well, I didn't do that. I would never do that.
We could play off faulty vision. The foreman used to wear glasses.
It'll be hard to undercut her. Judge Wicks believed her.
You had a co-counsel on the case, Your Honor.
Yes, an ASA I supervised. Why?
I saw a photo of him in the file somewhere.
Yes, that's Lloyd Bullock, but he had nothing to do with the crime scene evidence. He was a good man.
And you were balding then, too, in 1992?
He had nothing to do with the crime scene evidence.
Yes, but during deliberations, you weren't in complete control of that evidence.
No, I was.
Your Honor, they're saying that you leaked excluded evidence to the jury to win a verdict against an innocent man, which you did not do, right?
That's correct.
Then we need to point our finger at someone else.
Yes, but not at someone who's innocent.
Well, how do you know he's innocent? I mean, this was a photo that was leaked. You had access to it. Your co-counsel had access to it.
He was with me during deliberations. That's how I know that he didn't do it.
During the whole deliberation?
Yes.
And you know that for a fact?
I do.
He didn't leave you once, even to go to the restroom.
Oh, come on. What is this, the third grade? I'm not naive. I know what you're doing here. Your defense attorneys, you poke holes in the prosecution's case, which is everything I've been disgusted by my entire life. Playing games with the truth.
And when you're back on the bench, you can be disgusted again. But for the moment, we need to defend you, or you won't get back on the bench.
Hey, Kelly. I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. Yeah, sorry. Family stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk to you.
What do you think?
Don't touch it. It'll take care of itself.
My name is Lloyd Bullock. I was an ASA and His Honor Quest's co-counsel in 1992. Hey, Richard.
Lloyd.
And you looked nothing like you do now back then.
Well, we've all gotten older.
Not all of us. I'm sorry to be delving into this, sir, but your hair...
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance.
No, I see where Miss Bullock is going with this. You used to be bald, Mr. Bullock?
Balding. Yes, this is a hair weave.
Very good one.
Thank you. I'm in real estate now. It's almost an occupational necessity.
So you used to look a bit like Judge Cuesta in 1992?
Yeah, but I guess, with glasses, my hairline...
And you were a smoker back then in 1992, weren't you?
Yes. Not a heavy one, but yes.
And so you had access to the courtyard smoking area outside the jury room?
Well, yeah, it was the one smoking area.
And you were left in charge of all the evidence during deliberations?
No.
You weren't in charge of the prosecutorial evidence?
No.
My mistake, but you did have access to it, and you were to keep charge of admissible and inadmissible evidence.
I think they're trying to suggest you left some inadmissible evidence in the smoking area to be seen by a juror. Is that what happened?
No, Your Honor.
No further questions.
Yeah, well, I have a few. Mr. Bullock, did you go out into that courtyard during deliberations?
No, Your Honor.
Where were you during deliberations?
With Mr. Cuesta. We were together the whole time.
That true, Judge?
Objection. Judge Cuesta isn't on the stand, Your Honor.
Yes. And if this were a trial and not a court of inquiry, I wouldn't be doing this, but I am doing this, Your Honor. It's one judge to another. Was Mr. Bullock with you during deliberations and therefore unable to leave this excluded evidence for a juror?
Yes, Your Honor, he was with me.
For the whole deliberations?
Yes, for the whole deliberations.
Thank you. Maybe we can excuse this witness.
Just a few questions.
Quit while you're ahead, Mr. Kleinenberg.
These are the checks in question for Mr. Bishop's corporation. But this is a copy of an email from Will Gardner. You will note that it is dated 3 weeks prior to the first check.
Glinda, the client asked me to have you look into matters we discussed at the meeting. Please keep me posted. Thanks, Will.
Seriously? It was work that was done for Lockhart Gardner. As such, it is covered by attorney-client privilege.
If this is work done for Lockhart Gardner, then why did Lamont Bishop pay Glinda directly?
That was an accounting error. Mr. Bishop's business manager incorrectly cut the checks to Ms. Sharma directly. Having done so, the firm didn't want to double bill their clients, so they let it stand.
You do realize I don't believe a word of this, don't you? Whatever. You tell Glinda this isn't over.
I think what we should do is push Diane out also. Hmm? I mean, the question is value added, who adds, who doesn't, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, you, coffee lid on the coffee cup. What are you thinking?
Excuse me, Howard, I gotta make a call.
I think we should make a move before the summer. Summer's when things slow down, you know?
I don't know, Howard. I really don't know. Please just forget I said anything. Can we just go back to us not talking? Please?
Excuse me. You, Laura Stokes?
You prosecution or defense?
I'm sorry?
When I heard that Quest's hair was on the chopping block, I figured one of you come looking his investigator up. Plus, this place doesn't get too many customers like you.
Then maybe you could help me. Did Questa bend the rules to get a conviction on Patrick Rooney?
Straight shooter. I like your M.O.
Glinda.
Well, Glinda, Richard Questa fancied himself a true public servant, and he was going to nail Patrick Rooney come hell or high water.
And did hell or high water ever come?
Mia, if you're like me, you have access to the state's attorney evidence locker, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's something that never quite sat right with me.
What is it?
Well, you'll find out.
Thanks.
Can I offer you a little life advice, Glinda?
Sure.
Get out while you can. Just don't go into retail.
Four purchases, all on Terry Rooney's credit card the day after a death. And more importantly, the day after Patrick Rooney was in custody. Meaning Rooney probably wasn't the killer.
You never saw these?
Do you have any idea how much evidence I had to sift through? Plus, I was carrying a dozen other cases.
Your Honor, that is not an answer.
It was 20 years ago, okay? I don't remember. I do not recall seeing this evidence.
You used to carry a big caseload. Would you review every piece of evidence on every case?
That depended on how busy I was.
So what would you do with the evidence you couldn't review?
I'd farm it out.
To your co-counsel?
No. I have to draw a line somewhere.
Really? And this is where you choose to draw?
Yes.
You had prosecutorial blinders on. You saw these photos of a mutilated wife and you wanted to put someone away. That made you focus on the evidence that helped and ignore the evidence that hurt.
Well, then, I'm guilty.
Your Honor, if you farmed out the review of this evidence to Lloyd Bullock and he didn't inform you of it, then this really is his fault, not yours.
Do you think there's a hell?
No.
I don't either. But then I meet lawyers, and I change my mind.
Callie, I thought we were gonna...
I didn't take the job. I just called Diane and told her.
You didn't take the job?
Nope.
Look, I feel like I need to be very clear here.
I never asked you.
Oh, well, just be quiet. You think it's about you? I know I think it's about them. I got a better offer. Bonnie Abrams and O'Connell, they're going to make me junior partner. Plus, it's close to my apartment.
I have baggage.
Well, let's see it. Come on.
You'll see it soon enough.
Oh, yeah. Promises.
This is very generous.
We think the salary is befitting our first choice. This is where you grow up, Carrie. We'd love to have you come home.
I'd be honored.
Well, we're going to need you to hit the ground sprinting. We're stretched pretty thin right now.
Load me up.
Meet it in court. Welcome back, Carrie.
Thank you.
Look, the only way this is going to work is if we start with a clean slate. So I hereby declare any unresolved issues between us officially resolved.
Thank you.
I'll get you an office lined up. And given your experience as Deputy SA, we'd like you to take on some managerial responsibilities. Personnel related, if you can.
Yeah, sure. What is it?
We need a slush fund.
Slush fund?
Huh. For, discretionary expenses, you know. Getting clients late. This isn't my first lousy economy. And it's a surefire way to keep business from walking out that door.
Hey. Excuse me.
Hi. So, you're back.
I am. It's going to be okay for you.
Why wouldn't it?
We're going for a drink later, some of the third years. You want to meet us?
I don't know. I have a lot on.
I have Brando's.
But thanks. Maybe next time.
Nope. Never seen those credit card receipts before in my life.
There are four receipts for Miss Rooney's credit card, all after Patrick Rooney was in custody. I can understand missing one. But four?
Objection. Asked and answered.
Withdrawn. Was one of the tasks delegated to you by my client the compiling of all financial information in this case?
Yes.
So all the credit card receipts would have to cross your desk first, and then it would be your responsibility to alert ASA Quest.
If they had been discovered. And if they had, yes, I would have turned them over to Richard.
You were injured in a car accident earlier in the year, New Year's?
Yes, so?
In May of that year, 2 months before Terry Rooney's case, did you register yourself at the CLR clinic for an addiction to hydrocodone that you developed after that accident?
Objection, Your Honor. This credit card information, it really incriminates the accused, not Mr. Bullock.
Except the accused was not the one addicted to pain.
Which has nothing to do with these credit card receipts.
Credit card receipts you didn't even know existed until we brought them to this court's attention.
Yes, which you're only doing to reassign blame.
Excuse me? Why would we do that? Why would we bring forward evidence that would be damaging to us?
Because you were afraid I would bring it forward.
No, Your Honor, I'm not sure whether to be flattered or outraged by the prosecutor's regard for our malevolence and our...
Okay. Both said your piece? Good. Let's just sit on down, stop posturing. Let's just talk. Okay? Mr. Bullock, were you addicted to painkillers in 1992?
Yes, Your Honor, I had a dependency problem, but I never saw...
I understand that, sir. Did you mention this dependency to your co-counsel over there? No. Okay. Judge Cuesta, did you ever see any of these credit card receipts?
No.
Mm-hmm. And who had the responsibility for this evidence?
Your Honor, I never
Wait
saw...
Your turn, sir. I'm asking His Honor. Judge...
My co-counsel had the responsibility. That is not true.
Thank you, Mr. Bullock. Okay. You can step down, sir.
have no more questions.
To Carrie Agos, welcome back to the dark side.
To the dark side.
And to Alicia Flohr, if you've got a judge off today.
Ooh.
Correction. Got a judge out of the penalty box today. You're running with the pack these days.
What?
You're doing well. You're liked.
Oh, I don't know, Carrie. Sometimes I get it. I get the law. I get what I'm doing here. And then there are moments where I think, what the... What am I doing?
You're helping people.
A judge, like today?
Wasn't he innocent?
Does it matter?
Alicia, I went away for 2 years. Now I'm back. And I haven't learned a thing. 2 years of my life and gone, and I'm just as stupid as I was when I left law school.
Oh, it's okay. What is there to learn?
The people lie. And the people who judge, they lie the most.
What?
I'm here cheating with you. Would you excuse me?